A fascinating medrash about a divine intervention in a very, very unlikely context. The framework of the medrash is the incredulity of the medrash that the Meraglim could spend merely 40 days traversing the entire Eretz Yisrael. And it seems as if it should take them at least 40 days in each journey, northward and then southward, to return where the Jewish people were camping in the desert south of Israel, and instead it takes 40 days. So the Medrash says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood, given his foreknowledge, that this mission would, as we would say, go south, not of course in this context, it went north and south, but that they would be penalized for every day spent in Israel, an entire year of wandering in the desert. And therefore Hashem intentionally curtailed the trip by accelerating the process and allowing a trip that should have taken at least 80 days to be completed in 40 days. And the language is, of course, very familiar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was aware. Therefore, Kifetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lefneim Es Hadarech. Hashem introduced Kfitzas Haderech. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says there were three people who classically experienced Kfitzas Haderech. One was, of course, Eliezer, who made it to Haran very quickly, looking for a bride for Yitzchak. One was Yaakov, who traveled quickly to Haran, and possibly the Kfitzas Haderech is his return to Har Moriah, having realized he passed by the Makom that was resonant with such meaning. The third instance is Yoav ben Tzeruya, David HaMelech's nephew, one of his warriors and loyalists, who miraculously arrived in time to help David HaMelech save his life, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin elaborates the pasuk in Shmuel Beis. The common denominator between these classic situations of Kfitzas Haderech is that they all occur within Eretz Yisrael, either walking within Eretz Yisrael or leaving Eretz Yisrael. Of course, two of the cases appear on the way out of Eretz Yisrael, but on the way to retrieve a bride and retrieve a wife, at some point to be returned to Eretz Yisrael, in the case of Eliezer, more immediately, in the case of Yaakov, after a protracted absence. So the notion of Kfitzas Haderech vis-a-vis Eretz Yisrael makes sense. Eretz Yisrael, because it's a supernatural experience, because it's under Hashem's direct supervision, you would expect the time and distance and the time it takes to traverse areas would be significantly altered, wouldn't necessarily be affected or be subject to classic and natural patterns. So the experiences surrounding Eretz Yisrael, or the experiences about the history making in Eretz Yisrael, the preliminary stages of creating dynasties and families in Eretz Yisrael, these are meta-historical events, and you'd expect them to operate outside of the classic patterns of distance and Google Maps and Waze. There is a Yerushalmi that talks about a shepherd who very randomly ran out of Eretz Yisrael looking for his sheep, and before he knew it, he was already arriving in Bavel. So it sounds as if the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, recognizes Kfitzas Haderech outside of the land of Israel and outside of history-making events. Anyway, Rav Haigal used to try to refute some of the very prevalent but incorrect paganistic ideas, and he writes a tshuva to the Chachamim of Kurion. Kurion is a city in Tunisia, and there were a lot of Jews there, and he's writing a letter to the Chachmei Kurion in which he denies the possibility of Kfitzas Haderech. And there was some tradition that the Spanish Jews had that Rav Netroigon traveled to Spain from Bavel through Kfitzas Haderech. And of course, Rav Haigon refutes this. Rav Haigon was the greatest Gon. Now, in the world of Hasidus, there are many, many stories of Kfitzas Haderech, which Hasidus Rebbeim enjoyed. And clearly, these are operating outside of the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael and outside of the historical relevancies of Eretz Yisrael. Now, of course, in the world of Hasidus, there's a cosmic element which diminishes the importance of geography, diminishes the importance of time. Man is involved in a redemptive experience even beyond the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, getting back to our Medrash, the Medrash talks about Kfitzas Haderech for the Meraglim. Again, it's in Eretz Yisrael, so it's consistent with the Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadikeh. What's intriguing about this Medrash is that Hashem introduces this acceleration while penalizing and while punishing his people. And it reminds us of a very important theological concept. The Vilna Gaon claims that when we recite Rav Chesed as one of the 13 Midos, it can't refer to Hashem's general Chesed, because that's already alluded to through prior mentions of Hashem, Yudke Vavke, Rachum, Chanun, Erech Apayim. According to the Gra, Rav Chesed means that when Hashem punishes us, it's with clemency, and it's with leniency, and it's with a soft side. Knowing that there has to be consequences, Hashem creates realities that mitigate the consequences. And this is one example where the Jewish people are being punished, and in some level, they could have wandered 80 years in the desert, and they only wandered 40 years, and sometimes when we receive our HaKadosh Baruch Hu's stern treatment in ways that confuse us, it's important to remember, Rav Chesed, that maybe we were deserving of worse, and this is a muted or commuted sense. What's equally, and even in some cases, maybe even more intriguing, is that Hashem intervenes, but doesn't intervene in a manner that cancels human activity, because that would obliterate freedom of choice. And if man is to be completely free, he has to possess the freedom to disobey, and the freedom to rebel, and the freedom to betray Hashem. And this is one such example, sadly, in Tanakh. But Hashem can create background circumstances that curtail or mitigate the situation by introducing supernatural elements that assist human interest rather than rebuffing human interest. So here the Meraglim are interested in traveling to Israel, and Hashem doesn't bar them, because that would be the equivalent of preventing them from malice. But Hashem assists human beings with supernatural intervention in ways that, so to speak, ultimately circle back and serve human interest by limiting the amount of time that the Jewish people have to wander through the desert. So Hashem isn't barring, it's not overt, and nor is it inhibiting, it's covert, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is assisting human behavior. And from our standpoint, sometimes when we meet with success that's accelerated, we think it's a sign of our success. Sometimes it could be a sign of ignoble intentions and inappropriate activity that Hashem has accelerated for various reasons. So it's hard sometimes to know, but we shouldn't be cocky or confident in translating accelerated success as if it's a corroboration and a sign of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's approval. Sometimes, ironically, it could be HaKadosh Baruch Hu curtailing human effect and human impact, and by extension, the suffering that human beings will have to endure because of inappropriate behavior. So it's a matter that makes us think carefully about being too confident in deciphering HaKadosh Baruch Hu's intervention and acceleration of certain events. And, of course, it reminds us that Eretz Yisrael has a pace of travel and time experience is very different from the natural order.